This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on maximizing the expanding organizational footprint. Listening to the reports from the head organizers in the United Kingdom, France, Canada, and operations in the United States was so exciting. There had been real progress in one campaign after another. Questions were fired back and forth on the details of various campaigns. Exactly what was involved in the landlord licensing victory, won in Toronto? How had the Sheffield organizer used Google keywords to find a mention of the codicil in the giant Spanish bank Santander's lending agreement to UK landlords that forced a rent increase annually that a quick campaign was able to upset? It was exciting to hear about our new organization, LRVA's, beating back Viola's efforts to raise water prices and privatize their system, especially since Local 100 had long experience with the same company where we represent clerical and accounting staff for the New Orleans Regional Transit Authority. Raising the hood on the nuts and bolts of the organization report after report, it was impossible to ignore the impact of social networking recruitment efforts that were being bolted on the basic organizing model, where we had begun counting provisional members in Acorn over the last dozen years who had expressed a threshold interest in the organization and were in targeting process to move up the ladder to full membership. The advent of so many other measures of social network indicating support were also being measured more intently. Petition signers and other expressions of support were being databased and integrated into meeting and turnout calculations, assembled into phone and auto dialer programs, and counted reliably in the same way as regulars and full pay members. The numbers add up. With Acorn Canada at 110,000 members, 80,000 are associates and provisionals. Acorn in England utilized social media in their basic organizing more aggressively than many other operations, given their extensive base building among private tenants. Provisional associate members now number 15,000 in less than 3 years of the organization's work. In Scotland, there are 3,000 in the provisional associate category. The organizing in France has been more traditionally based in social housing, but still counts more than 800 supporters in LRVA after only a year of organizing, for example. The high level of internet access and smartphone proliferation in our English tenant base has led to an exciting level of experimentation by Acorn in Bristol, Sheffield, and Newcastle. Tools by Action Network have been valuable. They had more experience in using Slack than many of the other organizing operations, who are more reserved in their utilization. They're using Facebook creatively to set up recruitment meetings that result in an extremely high sign-up success rate. I'd heard something similar in Hungary from some organizers that were still able to use Facebook events on turnout, which we had largely discounted in the USA. They felt they were able to reliably count on one of three to attend. As always, there are changes and new technologies, so the organizers were eagerly soaking up skills and techniques to see what might make their organizing more effective. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.